local and independent artists. The Homegrown Show on Bob FM.
What is up, Bob Country? It's the first Sunday in October. You're listening to The Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM, and we're live at the Bob Studios in Ramsey, hanging out with Katie Tessman and Sweet Lou over there in the Homegrown Studio. Welcome back to The Homegrown Show. It's been a minute.
Thank you so much. Happy Sunday.
Absolutely. What has it been, about a year? I don't think it's been that long.
18 months.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies.
It does fly, that's for sure.
Well, what have you guys been up to?
Well, I recorded an album.
Congrats on that.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be back and sharing it with you. Thank you for having us on today. It's a collection of 9 songs. My son, Sweet Lou, Louis Tessman Stanek, he's here with me. He's playing all over the album, and we're excited. We're going to share some songs with you.
Well, and we're going to do the opening track from the album right now. We'll kick things off with Vines. So what do you want to tell us about the album and the song?
This song I wrote about 2 years ago. And my record producer, Michael Koppelman, he found it in my archives on my YouTube channel. And he dusted it off and he said, "This has a lot of potential."
Nice. Bring it back.
Yeah. So I commissioned Jillian Ray to do the strings, and it complements Nikki Lemire's vocals and harp.
Nikki of the Foxgloves. She's
Lemire.
Been on the show.
Yeah. Yes. So I love both Jillian Ray and Nikki Lemire so much, and they really make this song shine.
Oh, I love that. And I love the you're pointing out that it is like a community effort. You know, there's a lot of people involved, and we're going to get more into that as we go. But here it is. This is the opening track from Katie's new album. The song's called Vines. You're listening to The Homegrown Show.
I can knock it down, cut it back. I can try, but it will always reach for the sky, searching and longing, demanding to fly. But most times it leads to goodbye, mumbling and fumbling, mangled. When it hits the ground, breaking free from where it was bound, does love choose, or is it simply found? Because it keeps coming up. Tough, connected, persistent, oh love, mumbling and fumbling, mangled and tangled, mumbling and fumbling. Down, cut it back. I can try.
From the album Fly, The song is called Vines. That's Katie Tessman on the Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM. Beautiful tune, beautiful strings. That's definitely, emotional, kind of, you know, you can just feel it. And then who's doing the background vocal work on that one?
That's Nikki Lemire.
It sounds so great.
You'll hear some Michael Koppelman in there too, but yeah. It's Nikki who's shining.
I loved it. Yeah, very, very fun. Where did you record that?
At Michael Koppelman's studio. Absolutely. He's a neighbor, a fellow Hopkins School's parent, and he is part of the Singer-Songwriter Songwriting Challenge on Facebook. But he has a vast resume of works working at Paisley Park with Prince.
Oh, well, that's that goes a long way on a resume, that's
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
Well, the song Vines, I love it. I love the imagery, you know, like, it sort of was reminding me of a song by a guy, Lou, you're going to like, if you want it, your mind blown with some guitar craziness, the guy's name is John Gomm, J-O-N-G-O-M-M. Okay. He's got a song called Passion Flower. That's, the guitar work on it is incredible. Like, it's insane. But the lyrics also are just beautiful. And it's about, you know, like that little tiny seed emerging out, like, against all odds. Yeah. And then becoming beautiful, you know, and like,
yeah,
like I love when you can kind of use metaphor like that and just like the plant world. I picture you as a gardener. Do you garden? Are you in the garden at all?
I do like working with dirt. And yes,
you got a
garden,
bit of a green thumb.
Well, luck. It's luck.
Luck.
Yeah. In Minnesota. Definitely.
Right, true. Yeah.
I'm taking note of The Passion Flower by
yes,
John Gomm.
Yes, John Gomm, Passion Flower.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, my first book, I use the garden as an analogy for cancer.
Yeah,
my first
that's
book
right.
is called Our Mama is a Beautiful Garden.
And so, yeah, and we talked about that a bit last time you were here
yeah,
and your
so
journey
I
through all that.
I love the garden. I love working in dirt and the potential and all those metaphors that can go along with it.
Well, and it's very musical watching plants grow or just even dance in the wind or do, you know, watch a time-lapse video of a flower. And I mean, there's music there. It's dancing. It's moving. It's
Lewis,
incredible.
You know about the varieties of vines that grow here in the Twin Cities, don't you?
Yes, I do.
He's an outdoorsman.
A bit of a vines expert. Nice.
Oh, yeah. All of it, man. A huge outdoorsman. Love going to the woods.
Well, then make sure you keep your knob on Bob on the ride home tonight and listen to the Four Outdoorsmen and Real Talk Outdoors. Those guys always have fun, and they could probably use your expertise at some point.
Yes.
All right.
Especially if we have a vines weekend, we'll call you in. We'll get you on a report from the ground.
Concert and nature lecture.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be perfect. Well, let's keep rolling with some music, and we're going to also keep on like sort of the nature vibe because we're going to play a song by Becky Schlegel. This is a song you brought with, wanted to hear tonight. And, I mean, just the second I started playing it, again, it makes me feel things. And I love, we're kind of really leaning into the autumn season here, it feels like.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
So tell me a bit about Becky Schlegel, your guys' relationship, how you know each other, all
20,
that.
20 years ago, when I was a performing singer-songwriter, Becky and I shared stages in the Twin Cities. I think we went up to Duluth, Zumbrota. She is a gem of a human being. And now that I'm back, I took a 20-year break. I am back. I have this new album, and I'm going to be going on a tour. And one of my stops in St. Joseph is a showcase that includes Becky Schlegel. We're going to hear a song from an album that she had like 20 years ago. I still listen to this album. It is so great. And this is one of my favorite songs off that album.
The song is called Red Leaf. It's Becky Schlegel on the Homegrown Show.
Little red leaf falling on the ground. Little red leaf, time's all run out. Sunshine, but damn, the air is crisp. I didn't know it was gonna feel like this. Yellow flowers turned and gone back down. Found its way back to the gold cold ground. And everything is done against my wish. And I didn't know it was gonna feel like this, feel like this, feel like this. And I don't wanna leave you there with nothing around but dying in despair. The chill has rolled in and taken you from me. It's taken everything. Lights down, the windows closed for good. And I know you'd come back if you could. The cold ground is full of emptiness. Oh, we gotta wait for eternal happiness. Happiness, happiness. And I don't wanna leave you there with nothing around but dying in despair. The chill has rolled in.
Becky Schlegel on the Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM. Okay, Katie, you said you're going to be crossing paths with Becky at some point in here. You need to warn her that she's going to be hearing from me and that she's required to make a visit.
Absolutely.
To this show.
Okay? Absolutely, yes.
There is
yes.
There's no alternative. That's going to happen. We're going to get Becky Schlegel here.
On this, yeah, in the studio. It's so great to be here among all these posters of national and local stars.
It's a pretty fun room.
This is quite an honor. Yeah. Thank you.
Shout out to Emily Daniels for beautifying the Homegrown studio.
Yes.
Lord knows I couldn't have done it. You know, I don't have that kind of skill. But what do you say we do a little live action? Lou's over there getting the electric ready. He's got the good old Epiphone and the amp ready to rock.
Yes, sir.
All right, so what do we got? What are you going to play live for us?
This is a song called Kiss Me. I wrote it a couple of Octobers ago, and I was noticing how beautiful it was to let go and to release. And I wrote this song.
Take it away.
Forest has turned to gold, and it won't hold on much longer. I have trusted you with my heart, and that's a start. But it's time to let go. My name so soft.
kiss me. Summer gives up her fight. I write you this love song. They say love is like a battlefield, but I've healed with you. All of my scars are my memoir. I've come so far.
Katie Tessman and Sweet Lou. Sweet Lou channeling his inner Derek Trucks over there on
yes,
the slide.
Yes, sir. You know it. You know it. Derek Trucks all the way.
Oh, yeah. Little Tedeschi Trucks. You guys like Tedeschi Trucks,
Absolutely,
Katie?
Absolutely, yes.
Love
them. It's playing in our house all the time.
Just a tip out there. If you have not heard the song, It's Midnight in Harlem, you need to check that out. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here on the Homegrown Show. We got something special coming up in just a minute, so just sit tight. We'll be right back.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Are you in search of a real estate agent you can trust? Look no further than Homes by Shane. With hundreds of
to families served, the team at Homes by Shane has the expertise and knowledge to find the perfect home for you. And don't just take our word for it. Homes by Shane has well over 100 five-star reviews from satisfied clients. Plus, Homes by Shane is a 100% referral business, which means their clients trust them so much they refer their friends and family. So if you're ready to find your dream home, turn to a trusted real estate agent. Visit homesbyshane.com to learn more. Let's get you home with Homes by Shane.
The ruling on the field stands. You can register as an organ donor regardless of your age or health. Even people with conditions like diabetes, high blood pressure, hepatitis, or cancer can donate. And age is not a factor. The oldest organ donor ever was 95. Don't fumble your chance to save lives. Get the facts and register as an organ donor today at life-source.org. That's life-source.org. Sponsored by LifeSource, this station, and the Minnesota Broadcasters Association.
Broadcasting live from the Barnhouse Exterior Studios. Need new roofing, siding, or windows? Barnhouse has financing options as low as $100 a month. More at barnhouseexteriors.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
And we're back. It's a beautiful October Sunday in Bob Country. It's the Homegrown Show. We're hanging out with Katie Tessman and Sweet Lou over in the Homegrown Studio. But we got to catch up with some old friends real quick. I got Megan and Noah from Megan and the Birdwatcher on the phone. Megan, Noah, how you guys doing?
Hi,
what up?
Great.
Feeling
how
good. Vikings won, so we're feeling okay.
Nice. I didn't get to watch any because I work at a church in the morning, and then we had a crazy free garage sale at my church this afternoon, which was insane, and then straight here. So thanks for the update. What was the final score? Do you remember?
What was it? 21-13, I think. It wasn't pretty. They're not good. But,
right. We're used to that. That's exactly what we've come accustomed to with the Vikings. So
exactly.
So what have you guys been up to? You guys been out there gigging, and I know you got a big one coming up.
Oh, yeah, man. We've had a real busy September. We've been traveling a lot. And, yeah, next Saturday is an Airgrass Festival, the Hook and Ladder.
This coming Saturday.
For a long time. October 7th, yep.
A very cool lineup there as well. And I know Katie Tessman has something in store for us, too, in a little bit. But let's talk about Amerigrass because I got an email from Karen. You guys know Karen. We got to give a shout out to Karen.
Oh, we know Karen.
She's out there. She's wheeling and dealing all the time. She is a connection maker. She puts people together and gets things going. She has a vision and she is relentless at pursuing it. But she did reach out to me, and there is a promo code that you people can use if you get your tickets for Amerigrass at the Hook. The promo code is FRIENDS. If you use the promo code FRIENDS, you're going to get a deal on your tickets to Amerigrass. I've been given permission to share that with the world, so definitely hope that you'll get out there and see Megan and the Birdwatcher. If you want a little taste, a little teaser, head on over to YouTube and check out their music video. Dude, that it's 2 years old now.
Yeah.
Which one?
Gosh, I can't believe that.
Well, it just had a birthday, if I'm not mistaken, like a couple days ago. It was Domine, right?
Oh, Domine, yeah, yes. It's already 2 years old. It's crazy that it's just gone by so fast, but yeah, yep.
Well, I was hanging out with Jim Anthony on the show last Sunday, and I played that video for him because we were talking. He had just shot a video, and I was like, dude, you got to check out these guys' video. There's a good handful of homegrown artists that have been putting out some pretty great videos, but your video looked amazing. Like the color palette, the lighting. I mean, nature was doing a lot of the heavy lifting on that one, but it just looks fantastic.
Yeah. Well, shout out to Cam, our videographer, and we've worked with him for a while, and he does good work. So,
what about studio work? Are you guys recording anything new right now? Do you got any plans to release new? I mean, you're still pretty current with your newest album, but what are you guys in the studio now?
We have done some real preliminary, like pre-production stuff. We've just been really, really busy spring, summer, and fall. So now with things kind of, you know, getting a little cooler outside, I mean, eventually, I know it's like 90 degrees right now. Eventually, though, once it gets a little cooler, we'll play a little less and focus more on that. So, yeah, something here within the coming months, we might have some things to talk about.
I love it. I love it.
Yep.
And Amerigrass, what are your plans for that? When's your set? Give me whatever details you got on this gig.
Yeah, so Amerigrass is 7 bands, so it's like a little mini fest. It starts at 4 o'clock. Music starts at 4:30, and it's got a great combination of we've got some folk bands and bluegrass and Americana, straight up country. You guys know Papa Bear Norton very well.
Oh, love that guy.
They're going to be there. Yeah, so it's just going to be like an awesome mix of different kinds of music, kind of fusing the bluegrass and the country elements. So, it's this Saturday at the Hook and Ladder Theater in Minneapolis. You can get tickets on thehookmpls.com. Or just Google it. If you just Google the awkward word Amerigrass, that'll pop up too.
That'll get you where you need to go. You got Megan and the Birdwatcher, Buffalo Galaxy, the Millbillies, Wild Horses, Ty Powell and the Holy North, Papa Bear Norton, and Delwood. It's going to be an amazing show, and I have a feeling that the weather is going to be perfect. A nice October day. Oh, there's nothing better than outdoor music, fall Minnesota. Like, I love it. Especially some, like, Amerigrass, some bluegrass, Americana. That's just going to feel right.
Exactly.
The pile's perfect.
There'll be a food truck there, so you're just covered.
Now you're speaking my language. I need a food truck, a good food truck. I follow them around. Where's the best place to direct people to keep up with you guys online? I know we got the Hook MPLS to get the tickets for this show, MPLS, but where do they follow Megan and the Birdwatcher?
Our website. So my name, Maygen, and thebirdwatcher.com is probably the best way. Otherwise, we're always posting on Facebook and Instagram, and it's the same handle, Megan and the Birdwatcher. So we're pretty active, especially this week. We'll be posting plenty of little Amerigrass promo nuggets too.
And they're a ton of fun and ridiculously talented. Also, look for my Megan and the Birdwatcher tribute band, Brandon and the Dog Walker. That's going to be I'm working on that, putting that together. But still quite a ways out on that, so don't hold your breath. But
perfect.
I can't wait.
Megan, Noah, you guys rule, and I hope you have a ton of fun out at Amerigrass this weekend. And Bob Country, you get out there and support these people. They deserve it.
Oh, please
do.
Thank you.
Yes,
that'd be
awesome.
Great.
Thank you.
And Katie, we didn't have a chance to say hello, but I know you can hear us, so we want to say thank you for letting us kind of have a call during your time here in the studio.
Absolutely. The Amerigrass Festival looks like a wonderful day. I'll be in Duluth. But I would be there fangirling. I love going to your shows, and the lineup that you've curated is amazing.
Yeah.
Yep, and I have plans. I'm hopefully going to be able to make it out to your album release show that I'm sure you're talking about tonight, too. So hopefully I'll get to make it out to that.
That'd be great. Everybody's invited. It's an all-ages show.
And then what did we say? Was it, I believe it was December 3rd. I believe was the day if you want to go ahead and mark your calendars. I believe that's when Megan and the Birdwatcher will be making a stop at the Homegrown show. So,
good.
Good.
Awesome. Well, Noah, Megan, you guys take care. Keep rocking. I love what you do. Huge fans over here at the Homegrown show. So keep it up.
Thank you guys.
See
you next time. Have a good one.
We're going to play one for Megan and the Birdwatcher right now. It's tonight's Studio A single spotlight. The song's called He Ain't Me. Check it out.
If you don't leave now, you might get snowed in. You know that's alright with me. Don't seem like quitting. You should cancel all your plans. I've got nowhere to be. But your boyfriend might have something to say. You know that I think he's just okay. He don't wear black jeans. He don't say nice things. He can't play a lick on his guitar. He can't grow his beard long. He won't write you love songs. Spends too much dough at the bar. I guess I'll keep singing, hoping you'll see that's your old boy. Snow's coming down. Oh, there's ice on the ground. The wind, it chills.
he's done you all wrong. Yeah, he's stringing you along. I know that he's just a fad. Oh, you won't be alone. Yeah, just pick up that phone. You can tell him I ain't your fad. He ain't me. He ain't me. Hope that you know he ain't me. He ain't me. He ain't me. Hope that you know he ain't me. He ain't me. He ain't me. Hope that you know he ain't me. He ain't me. He ain't me. Hope that you know he ain't me.
He ain't me. That's Megan and the Bird Watcher on the Homegrown Show on Total Country Bob FM. We just talked to Noah and Megan, and we caught up with them, talked a little bit about Amerigrass, which is coming up. And during that conversation, I mentioned that Katie had something fun planned here. And that was, you know, since Megan and the Bird Watcher's playing Amerigrass and they're sharing the bill with Wild Horses, we should play some Wild Horses.
Absolutely.
Do you know the Wild Horses people?
Yes, I do. Jed LaPlante is the grandson of the Lloyd LaPlante, the luthier of my guitar and mandolin.
I love a good luthier. I wish I was one. I want to learn to do that. It's amazing work.
You should. You should.
Absolutely. I watch a lot of YouTube videos. I feel like I know what I'm doing, but I would ruin it. I could probably do a solid body electric guitar. I think I could handle that, but building an acoustic.
Yeah, Lewis has built an electric guitar.
Do you have him play it?
Yeah.
Yes.
I built this one.
Nice.
I also have a Telecaster at my house that I built, and I also just have like a
it's doing like the Stuart McDonald
pieces
catalog.
Yeah. StuMac stuff. I got some stuff there. I've also just kind of, you know, eBay is the best place in the world for that kind of stuff. You know, you can just customize your guitar. The Fender style guitars are nice because they're just very set up to be very plug and play like. So
yeah,
yeah.
Remind me, how old are you again?
I'm 20.
20.
Yeah.
And building guitars. All that kind of stuff. When did you build your first guitar?
2 years ago, I built a replica of Eddie Van Halen's Frankenstrat.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah, and I painted that, and I put that together.
The stripes and the line, all of that.
Yep, exactly. That was in 2021, and then after that, I was like, I kind of like this. So then I built my Strat that I have today and my old Tele back at the crib.
Very cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Katie? You going to build a guitar or no?
No, I'll just play them.
It's fine. I think you and I, we're on the same page on
yes.
that one.
Yes.
But Wild Horses... The guy's a luthier, so I'm going to imagine that...
His grandfather is a
luthier.
Yes.
Well, that,
Jed LaPlante was born on bluegrass music.
Yeah, nice.
Absolutely.
And I guarantee he's got a beautiful-sounding guitar.
Yeah.
So here it is. This is Wild Horses, the name of the song, All That's Left.
The lines I drawn in my mind made me blind. Away in silence now, do all your fears come crashing to the ground? Look over your hill and see. We'll set you free. There was silence as I held your hand in my own. As all we've grown. Crowds
all your fears come crashing to the ground. Go over your hell and see the man that you were made to be. Then the light will set you free.
I was just about to stomp a hole through the floor during that one.
Yes, I was dancing back here.
That's a fun tune. There is no reason why they shouldn't be one of the biggest bands in the world right now. I mean, Mumford & Sons isn't any better than that.
Yep.
You know, exactly. If you love Mumford & Sons, you're going to love Wild Horses.
Yes, yes. They're fantastic. Yes, and in the near future, we will have an announcement that has to do with my band, Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles, and Wild Horses, and another awesome band. But let's make sure we focus on why we're here today.
Yeah, well, first, I'm going to detour for a second and talk a little bit about the Turnbuckles.
Yes.
Where are you, a pro wrestling fan? Or?
Oh, no. So my band is called Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles.
That's what the bass player said, too. He's like, what are we, WWE here?
Tom Lear, he's like, why, Katie?
Tom Lear, who might be listening right now.
What up, Tom? We're, you know, great minds think alike. Yeah. My mind immediately went to a wrestling ring and the you know, the ropes where they in the corners there, the turnbuckles. And that's where you slam a guy's head into. I just figured that was like your kind of vibe. Katie Tessman's all about jumping off the top ropes.
And laughing all the way. No, well, a turnbuckle can be used on like a prairie fence, keeping two lines tight.
So it's not just wrestling. Okay,
not that just wrestling.
Can be like a farm, a horse pen, or whatever.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, and that's what my band members do. Whether it's my son Lewis or my bass player Tom Lear or drummer Kelly Lima. They keep me tight.
They are the turnbuckles.
They are my turnbuckles, yes, and they keep it tight.
Well, if you don't mind, I'm just going to keep believing that it's a wrestling reference.
If that makes you want to listen to the music.
Whatever gets you there, right? Well, we talked to a bit earlier about Nikki and how she is all over that tune, Vines.
Yes, yes.
Well, she's obviously all over the Fox Loves tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. That's a great group. I love the one that I'm going to sing like Dolly did or what that.
Yeah, Maybelle.
Maybelle. That song rules.
It
I love that song so
song.
Much.
Yes.
Well, we're going to do this one is super fitting for a show like the Homegrown Show to do a song called Hometown by the Fox Loves. And from what Nikki is pulling lead vocals on this
Nikki
one.
Nikki Lemire is singing lead. Yep.
And she wrote the song.
And she wrote it. Shout out, Nikki. We still got to get Josh Cleveland on the show here. I know we were talking and working about that. So,
and the Fox Gloves have been here.
They have, and we got to get them back on, though. And I told Nikki next time she comes in, she needs to bring that harp.
Bring the harp.
I want the full-on harp.
She brought it to the studio for my album. And, yes, it should come into the Homegrown studio.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Although I will settle for the auto harp. That's fine, too. Yeah. But if I could get a full-on, legit, like, angel harp in here.
Yeah, little piece of heaven.
Well, here it is. It's the Fox Gloves. Hometown. Check it out. Homegrown show.
They've been calling me trouble since the day I was born. What's she gonna do with that one, Lord? She got cherry red lips and dark brown eyes. She could be the devil in disguise. She could be the devil in disguise. I was baptized in Sandy Creek, where Mama tried to deliver me. My song and prayer weren't enough, you see. So I took myself to the big city. And when I come home about twice a year, with all my friends still living here, trouble's right where I left it all. Trouble's right where I left it all. It's Saturday night in my hometown. I got a text to everyone around. Got a bottle of Jack, a box of wine. I'm gonna meet you out on the county line. Meet you out on the county line. And when I'm back, I pulled off the cover of Dad's old cherry red 62 leather. Started her up and revved the gas. Let off the brakes, but not too fast. Trouble's right where I left it, oh. Trouble's right where I left it, oh. It's Saturday night in my hometown. I got a text to everyone around. Got a bottle of Jack, a box of wine. Gonna meet you out on the county line. Meet you out on the county line. Trouble's right where I left it, oh. Trouble's right where I left it, oh. It's Saturday night in my hometown. I got a text to everyone around. A bottle of Jack, a box of wine. Gonna meet you out on the county line. Meet you out on the county line. Trouble's right where I left it, oh. Trouble's right where I left it, oh. It's Saturday night in my hometown. I got a text to everyone around. Got a bottle of Jack, a box of wine.
From the album Mama Was a Bandit, that's Hometown by the Foxgloves. It's the Homegrown Show. We're hanging out with Katie Tessman and Sweet Lou over in the Homegrown studio. And we're just going to repeat that. Let's play it again. Why not?
So good.
Just keep it going. I think it's time for another round of live music.
Great.
What do we got this round?
This is a song called Nobody Knows Me. And the recording, Nikki sings really tight harmonies. It's got an Indigo Girls vibe for you. But it's just Sweet Lou and me in the studio live today. I interweave some poetry by Emily Dickinson.
Nice.
Into this song. What a dreary thing to be somebody. I find joy watching the bumblebees. And then you walked in the room and I started to swoon. I said, no, nobody, nobody, nobody knows me.
Tessman and Sweet Lou live on the Homegrown Show. We got to take one more break. We'll be right back here. But don't forget to tune in next Sunday. Sarah Morris is joining us on the Homegrown Show.
Bob FM, home of the Liberty Comfort Systems Four Wheels of Fun ATV giveaway. Whoa! Listen every weekday morning at 7:50 for your keyword to win a 2023 Can-Am Maverick Trail side-by-side. Get the full details at mybobcountry.com.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself. And my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower for steamy Vicks vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower use for adults only.
You didn't become grilling royalty by using just any hardwood pellets. You became grilling royalty,
dude, this brisket,
by using Kingsford hardwood pellets. Kingsford is America's grilling expert with over 100 years of expertise in flavor and quality. Their hardwood pellets deliver excellent performance in any pellet grill, adding an authentic wood-fired flavor to any meal your family loves.
Any more chicken?
Take pride when you grill and grab a bag of Kingsford hardwood pellets today. Kingsford.com.
Stay and play at the Wyndham Garden Hotel in Otsego. Get one night stay and 4 water park passes to the Wyndham Garden Hotel in Otsego for only $149 at DealsOnRadio.com.
Deals on Radio.
Total Country Bob FM.
Sauce and butter. You scrape the bottom of that bowl. Your eyes make my heart flutter. All I think is give me some more. Say grace under that picture, John Prine on the kitchen wall. You say we ain't no high church. He's the best saint we can afford.
Give me some more, give me some more, give me some more. Give me some more, give me some more, give me some more.
Turn to ash.
some more, give me some more. Give me some more, give me some more, give me some more. Give me some more. All I see is meant to be. All I feel is way down.
Doyle Turner and Ted Hanishevitz, also known as the International Treasures. The song is Gimme Some More. You're listening to the Homegrown Show on Total Country, Bob FM. We've been hanging out with Katie Tessman, and it's already time to wrap things up. An hour flies by.
Yes, it goes by super fast.
Well, so let's let the people know where the release party is, all the details, and where they can follow you on the internet.
In 2 weeks, October 14th at the Astor Cafe, my release party here in town. I'm going to be doing a Minnesota tour, so I'm making stops in Grand Rapids and Duluth, St. Joseph, but I would really love for people to come because it's my entire band playing at the Astor, and my son, Louis, Sweet Lou, he's here. He's in my band, Katie Tessman and the Turnbuckles, and you also have some cool things happening, don't you, Louis?
Yeah, I'm an independent songwriter and kind of aspiring producer. I have my own band, my project called Burning Blue Rain. We do psychedelic rock and blues music.
Nice.
Our producer, Michael Koppelman, who's the producing your record, who produces Burning Blue Rain music, he's hired me to be in his band, Rain Tribe. I'm starting a side project with one of my best friends, an amazing musician named Oliver, and we're going to be shopping around and finding great musicians and making great music. And so, yeah.
That's awesome. Never let up on the gas on that.
The
just keep doing
keeps
it.
Rolling, yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. The psychedelic kind of blues rock, that's got to be fun.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely my niche. I love playing with those guys. Great group of guys. Burning Blue Rain, you got to check us out.
Burning Blue Rain, for sure.
This last song that we're going to play here, Brandon, Lewis brings the blues to it. It's a cover of a Tim Cheesebro song, and Lewis totally blueses it up.
I love it. Another great homegrown artist. That's always cool when like a homegrown artist covers another homegrown artist. So
yeah, it's a great community, Brandon. Thank
absolutely.
You so much for helping amplify our voice and being part of it and being a champion. Thank you.
Pleasure's all ours. The song's called Not Too Broken. It's Katie Tessman, and we'll catch you next Sunday on the Homegrown Show with Sarah Morris. Until then, peace.
Are harder, so much harder than they have to be. The happiness is something only in our memory. No matter how we try, we can't shift reality. It just don't work out. When it goes on far too long a time, we start thinking something's wrong with us inside. What was a whisper's now the loudest voice in our mind. It seems there's no way out. Your heart's worn down, you hit the ground. You feel you'll never rise above. I just want you to know right now, you're not too broken to love.
can't find consolidation in the sky. I see the flame staring back from behind your eyes. You start to wonder if there ever really was a why. It just don't seem right. When you're too tired, you just let the phone ring or hurt yourself so you can feel something. What you got don't seem better than nothing, but it's gonna be alright. Your heart